The shame of it. I'm not. I'm not going to bite my tongue. Now when this wicked world is doing what they're doing, they're going to have these stupid bimbos out there on their pagan Sunday. And they're going to be in their lingerie, and what they have a number over one breast. It's a shameful thing. It's so wicked. If you see what they wear, my, you're always going to tear this nation to hell. You don't have to believe it. That's why you mothers with your children, you better pray over them. You better get out of your slothful, evil ways. You better lay hands on them. You better watch over your house, daddy. For this world is going to be given over unto powers that are so real. And the only way you're going to make it, you're going to have to know him. No religion is going to bring you through on that one, my friend. Well, that's far off. No, there's never on the face of the earth been a time that there's no decency at all. And this nation is the conduit of every kind of wicked thing there is. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to strengthen it at all. I want to separate myself from it. Keep my mind pure, my heart cleaned. Form out of Yahweh. He says in verse 21 of the same chapter. Now this one I know that is for you right here. David said in Psalms 145 verse 21. He said, my mouth. Let us all read this. My mouth shall speak praises of what? Well, what it says in that book? Of the Lord. All right. And it says what? Let what? Let what? Let what? All what? Do what? Bless what? His what? For how long? For how long? Forever. That's why you're covered in that verse there. Let all flesh. Not some flesh. Not white flesh or black flesh. Not marble flesh. Not Jewish. But let all flesh bless his holy name. How long? Forever. Forever. You can't. You're covered right there. If you weren't covered in the beginning, got you there. Let all flesh. Let all flesh. Let all flesh. He means what he says. Let all flesh, black, brown, white, cream, let all flesh. He means what he says. Bless his name. He didn't say some flesh. That's why he said all generations. In all generations you have flesh. He said let all flesh. Let all flesh. He meant what he said. His name is Howl. How do I know his name is holy? Because Messiah said, when thou pray, prayeth, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed. And what name is hallowed? He came in his Father's name. Let all flesh. Let all flesh. Let all flesh. Let all flesh, he says. Praise. Let all flesh. Let all flesh. Bless now. Bless his holy name forever and ever and ever, without limit, without time, forever you bless his name. The devil, if he said, let the white flesh bless him, or let black flesh, if he said, let all flesh bless his name for a period of time, but he said forever. He did not miss a beat. He knew what he was saying. He said forever and ever. Tell me what name did he bless then? David didn't bless the name of Jesus. He blessed the name of Yahweh. That is his name. Yahweh. Yah. That's his name. And his name is forever settled. His name is established in the kingdom. And nothing is going to change that or turn that around. Not you or me. I can stop preaching it today. Woe unto my soul. He has a name. And it has grieved the heart of the Father that these generations that have passed, they have shunned it. His name has endured. He that endureth unto the end, the same shall be what? So his name has endured. Even though all of this ostracizing and they cast his name down, it still has endured. It has done much suffering. It has been maligned. It has been spoken against, but his name has still endured. Let's continue through all of these pitfalls, suffering, men hating it and despising it. Well, I love the name. And I'm going to pronounce it. I'm going to bless it. And I'm going to praise it. That I'm going to do. He said, and bless his name forever. And all flesh shall bless his holy name. He means what he says. All flesh shall bless his holy name. Psalms 44. Turn there quickly. Psalms 44 and Psalms 9. Just hold, turn to 44 first. I want to read this. Psalms 44 verse 8. It says, in what? I know what it says. That's all right. In your way we boast all the day. Not all the day in him now. All the day long. And praise thy name, what? Forever. Selah. In him we boast. But we praise his name forever. It is not just a temporary thing. But his name is a forever name. 10,000 years from now, your name will still James Effler. Will still, if they go to the tomb, it will be James Effler. It doesn't change. And his name is blessed forever. And what we must do, we better find out what that name is. Now, that's an important factor now. He says in Psalms 9. Now, if Yahweh is a wicked or this God you know, this is what he is to you. That's why you don't know his name. Let me turn to Psalms 9. I will show you something here. You spend a little time in scripture, you learn some things. Psalms 9. It says here. Verse 4. David said, For thou hast maintained my right and my cause. Thou settest in the throne, judge righteously. And he's talking to someone, isn't he? He's talking to the Father. Now look what he says. Thou hast rebuilt the heathen. Thou hast destroyed the wicked. Thou hast done what? For how long? And what? So if he's a wicked God, then his name is put out forever. He said, you put out the wicked, their name forever and ever. He has put out the wicked name. He has a blessed name and a hallowed name. Then why is his name put out forever? Then he's wicked. He is not wicked. The mighty El is not wicked. He shows us our wickedness and our sins. He shows us our unlawful deeds and our unlawful acts. But his name is going to be blessed. Let all flesh, not some, all flesh, bless his name. And he has a name that must be blessed because his name is hallowed. But the wicked, their name shall be cut off, saints. His name shall be cut off. The wicked, they will not have a name that is everlasting. Only Yahweh has a name that is everlasting. Now turn quickly to Yohana, John, chapter 6. Now I want to see if you believe this now. A little from the New Testament. John chapter 6. Verse 50, down to verse 58. Tell me if you believe this. Messiah said, John 6, verse 50. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. You believe that? Now we eat this living bread. He said, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live. How long? Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Is that talking about when you leave this realm, you eat that bread? It's talking about eating the bread now. He said, if you eat the bread, you shall live how long? And he wasn't talking to this generation, but yet he was talking to this generation. Those that stood before him, they say, how can that be? Now, if they could eat that bread, understand that spiritual bread that he was giving them, and if they ate that, they will live forever. Then what about the name of the Father? It's his name forever. He said, if you eat this bread, you shall live forever. And the bread that I give you is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. He said, the Jews therefore strove amongst themselves, said, how can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Messiah said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drink my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the Father, as the living Father hath sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your father did eat manna and are dead. He that eateth this bread shall what? Shall live forever. Shall live forever. Now, do you mean that you're going to live forever, but that doesn't mean the name of the Father is not forever? How can that be? How can you eat the body of Messiah and live forever? And yet the name of the Father is not forever. Same expression, but yet that it means something else. His name is not forever. How? Explain that to me. His name is forever. Just like the Son, what he said was forever. We eat that truth. We eat the body. We drink the blood of Messiah. We shall live forever. We eat the truth. We shall live forever. And that's no lie to that. I know what the world says to us and try to hoodwink us. He said, but you got to eat this bread and drink this blood. You're going to live forever. We must all flesh shall bless his name forever and ever. Then what is the Father's name? Messiah knew his Father because he came in the Father's name. He did not come in the name of Jesus. He did not come in the name of Jesus Christo Christ. He came in the name of Yahshua Messiah. He was Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh, anointed of Yahweh. He was not just an anointed one. There have been many anointed ones. There have been many anointed ones that have been anointed for their purpose. But he was anointed of Yahweh, the only one that was anointed for that purpose, to redeem man from sin, from death, from hell, from the grave. He was the only one. And there was no other one. No other one could do that. Yahweh is the only one that can redo that. He is our mighty redeemer. He is our salvation. He is our hope. And that's why we got this trash with this three, four different gods, every kind, three in the Trinity and all of this mess. It's come from that whore. It's come from this Catholicism. We have not read Scripture. We have not so learned that in Scripture. Here the Father are one. The Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. There was no created being. The Word was made flesh. That's what Scripture says. We have to read Scripture and see what it says. You can't deny the Son. If you deny the Son, you deny the Father. If you have not the Son, you have not the Father. You can't deny one or the other, for they are one. The Spirit witness of that. It gives us record that that is of the truth. There's only one Yahweh. There's not two of them. There's only one. One faith. And one baptism. In the Father's name. The Son gives us authority to do that, for in that name you find the Son in that name. That's what you find. And that's the truth. You find the Son in the Father. He is not separated from the Father. And these whorish doctrines that they have separated him from the Father. They don't even know the Father. They won't even tell you his name. He's God. Then what is Apollos? He's God too. What is Hades? Or Hades? He's a god. What is Zeus? What is Aphrodite? They're all gods and goddesses. You say what you want to, but they're gods. And they don't spell them with no small G either. They spell them with capital G. Everyone I look at today, they were spelled with capital G. I look at all the Titans, and I look at all the Olympians. Every last one of them. And all the Olympians came from Zeus and Apollos. Zeus. And he produced, there were three brothers. It's crazy. And yet their spirits, I can see the power of their spirits working in the natural realm today. As I began to read, it intrigued me. I said, this is so. We're a generation that will give no time for Yahweh. Time for everything. Time for Walmart, Kmart. Time for sharpening everything, but no time for him. No prayer. No reading of Scripture. No joy when it comes to him. You get joy from a bag of potato chips, not me. I want to hear the preaching. The sound truth. That's what I want. I want Yahweh to send the true men that will speak without fear of this wicked generation. I have no fear of this wicked generation. Paul said at first, no man stood with me, for they all forsook me. I said, I'm glad he gave me the things of trust by. Why? Because I know what it can do to cause a man's heart not to trust. I still trust the saints. I still do. I won't let the devil take that out of my heart. And that is the truth. So if you believe this in Johanna chapter 6, then what about what David said? Was that given by the inspiration of Yahweh? It's all scripture. Listen to me. It's all scripture. Do you hear me? Did it say some scripture? All what? Scripture. Is given by the inspiration of David? The inspiration of Yahweh. And it is what? Profitable. First of all, for doctrine. For reproof. For correction. Instruction. That what? That we as men, women of Yahweh, may be perfectly, thoroughly furnish unto his good work. So what David declared, is that all scripture too? Sure it is. What Messiah said, that's all scripture. Men moved. They wrote as the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them. They moved. They were hallowed men. They were righteous men. And as the Spirit of Yahweh moved upon them, they wrote. You think they didn't write his name? That's crazy. They knew of the many gods. Egypt was full of gods. I looked at the gods of Egypt today. My, what a mess. And men are inspired by their gods more than anything. I understand the purpose of why we bear it the way. I've never understood that. And this all has its ground rooting in an Egyptology. That's why they embalm the bodies the way they do. Yahweh never intended for that. He intended for us to go into the graves. He never intended this thing to come in his house, a polluted thing like that, a dead thing. He intended for that to go straight to the grave. If it died in this hour, the next 10 hours, within that 24 hours, it should have been buried. Should have been washed. You see how ignorant you are because of your crazy traditions? Well, I just got to do it like that. You're foolish. When Messiah died on that cross, they took him down. They took him down and really didn't have time to give him the proper burial, to wash him the way they want to. And they put him in the sepulcher. And we are so steeped in this crazy tradition, this trash. It doesn't produce anything but a bunch of sinners and liars. Whoremongers come to some house. Well, and lie and say they love them. And they go back to their drunkenness and their sins. Don't tell me it produces any salvation. That trash should never take place in Yahweh's house. And because we are so traditionalized, I don't see why it should be like that. Because it has no roots in pure scripture. There's a purpose for that. Sure it is. I saw that today. I said, man, all these years, I've never realized that. It never dawned on me. Satan is a massive tactician. He's going to do all things that he may get glory. And Yahweh is his name. Yahweh. That is his name. It's not Jesus. It's a lie. It's not Jesus. It's not Jesus. That's a lie. It's Yahshua. That's his name. It's not Jesus. It's a perverted lie. That's a lie. It's Yahshua. Now if I'm speaking blasphemy against his name, I'm going to hell. That's a blasphemous name. It's a Latin Greek name. It's not a Hebrew name. And Gabriel, when he came, he didn't say, you're going to call him Jesus. He said, you're going to call him Yah. Yah? Yahshua. The salvation of Yah. He gave him that name, Jesus. That's the truth. I don't take it back either. Not one bit. Not for one of you. And that's the truth. Yahweh is his name. David didn't pray to Jesus. There's only one Yahweh. Psalms 45. He says in verse 17, David said, I will make what? Okay, now that's what David did with us. We can read the scripture. He told us to praise the one that extolled him by his name when they rise upon the heavens. He told us. So he said, I will make what? To be what? So something is remembered. If there's a name, remember. Now, what name was David saying? Listen to me. What name was David told? Was there a name that David was to be remembered? Come on. Was there a name? Now, when you meet somebody, you remember their names, right? He said, I will make thy name to be what? So when you remember something, what do? Do you retain it or you forget it? You retain it, don't you? He said, I will make that name to remember in what? Some generations? A few generations? Are we a generation? Will we be a part of the all generations? We'll be. He said, in all generations, therefore shall the people what? How long? And what? As long as there's a generation, they're going to praise his name. He said, I will make that name to be remembered. And what Satan has done, he has declared him to be wicked so that his name cannot be remembered. And because of our wicked minds, his name won't be remembered. He's trying to totally eradicate his name out of the earth. But Yahweh has a remnant of people that's going to call him by name. He's awakened his house, and they're going to call upon him. And they're not going to call him some strange Jesus when he comes. They're going to call him by name, you are. It's not going to be 1,000 different languages calling him different names. It's going to be one name, you are. And the heavens are going to resonate with that name. Every knee is going to bow, every tongue is going to fess. That he is Messiah. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. There are many anointed ones. Buddha, all of them have been anointed, but he is the anointed one of Yah. That's the difference. So we're going to praise his name forever to every generation, and we're part of that generation. So we need to remember the name. Well, what is the name? Was David talking about Jesus? Was that name pregnant then? It wasn't. There's only one name. There are two names, Sister Dean. There's only one name. And in that name, you will find the Son's name. That's why, how can you go, if that's the case, is that real? Go baptize them in the name of the Father. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father. He did not say in the name of the Son, but he said, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, what King James says. That's what he says. So what are you going to say? I'm going to baptize in the name of Lord and Jesus and of the Holy. No, that's not what he said. In that Father's name, you will find the witness. There are three that bear witness in the kingdom. It is Yahweh, the Word, and the Ra'u. They bear witness. They have a testimony. And it's one. It's one. It's one testimony. He said, as you and I are one, they may be one with me. They're one. What we've done is try to express that, try to explain that to a way that is appeasing to the flesh. And the flesh still don't remember that. But it's the truth. The one. And the name is one. So when you're just like, when you see daddy, you see the son. When you see the son, you see daddy. What are you saying? When you see me, you see the father. Because we are one. What's your name? You know his name? That's my name. You blasphemous one. That's why they wanted to kill him. Because he came in the Father's name. Look what scripture says. In Matthew chapter 6. Now, I'm not going to read all that. Matthew chapter 6. This is the prayer of the Messiah. And they ask him how to pray. Matthew chapter 6. There are one or two verses I want to read. Matthew 6. He says... in Matthew chapter 6, verse 9. All right, you see that? He said, after this manner, pray ye. Both of those are capitalized, isn't it? Our what? Which art where? Is that hallowed capitalized? Hallowed be what? Why? Because he says in verse 17, in verse 13, he says this. And lead us not into temptation. Who are we praying to? The Father. He said, but deliver us from what? For thine is the what? The kingdom and what? And what? For how long? Forever. Amen. So if his kingdom is forever, his power is forever, his glory is forever, then what about his name? Is it a temporal thing? His name is forever. That's why you hallow his name. Bless you, Yahweh. And that wonderful name, or the power of that manifestation of Yeshua, Messiah, You pray to the Father that way. That's what He intends for us to do. His kingdom, His glory, His power is forever. It is not a temporal thing. It's a forever thing. So is His name forever. It is. His name is not temporal. It is an eternal name. It is. Messiah said in John chapter 14, I like to say Yohana, but I'll say John. John chapter 14. John 14, verse 16. Verse 16. He said, I will pray the Father. Is that not what He says? Now, did He not tell them how to pray in 16? Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Did He know the Father's name? Did He know the Father's name? So He had to call the Father's name. He said, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you for how long? Forever. Forever. He did not give us a spirit for it not to abide with us. How was Messiah quickened? By the Spirit. That's how He got about in the grave. By the Spirit, is the Spirit that quickened it and make it alive. He said, even the Spirit of what? Of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. The Spirit of truth. Messiah was that witness of Yahweh that He is truth. And He said, now the Father, I'm going to pray to the Father. I can't do it, but the Father, I will call upon the Father. Why? Because He does all things to please Himself. You must know that it's by Yahweh. I am come in that name. I stole no other name. I glorify no other name. I stole that name. You can say what you want to. We have missed the power ship. There is not much power today, saints. Say what you will. We can deceive ourselves and say we are walking in this magnanimous power, but we are not. We need to get to that place. Where one can chase 1,000, and 2 can chase 10,000. Your mind is troubled by a strange spirit. You can lay hands on the husband of the wife, and that thing shall be cast away. I believe the Scriptures. And His name is Yahweh, not Jesus. Can't be. Never was. And never shall be. He was a Hebrew. He was not a Greek. He was not a Latin. He was a Hebrew. Just like your name is an American name. Your name is not. It's an English name. It's not an African name. It is not. It may be a derivative of some name from Africa, just like your name is not a white name or Irish name. It may be some derivative. You understand that. You know what your name is because of this culture and this nation. And that's the truth. Let me close here quickly. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. Paul telling him, his brother, to give honor to, he says, first of all, 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 17. He said, now unto the King eternal. You believe He's eternal? Immortal? Invisible? The only wise Yahweh. Be honor and glory. How long? And what? And that's the truth. He's the only wise Yahweh. He must have glory forever and ever. There are many gods that the world consider wise. He's the only wise Yah. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18. Do you believe this? 2 Timothy 4, 18. And Yahweh shall deliver me from every evil work. I will preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom. To whom be glory forever and ever. If you search all the epistles, that's all they talks about. That's all they talk about. The glory to Yahweh forever and His honor forever and ever. Hebrews 10:12. Hebrews 10:12. But this man, Messiah, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin,
forever sit down at the right hand of Yahweh. Is that true? That his name is forever too. He has an everlasting name. He has an everlasting name. Hebrews 13:8. So that tells you that Yahweh's name is the same. Hebrews 13:8. Read that for me. Say it. Say it. Jesus Christ the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. Yahshua Messiah, because Yahweh doesn't change. The same yesterday, today, and forever. So he never changed. His name has never changed. He has a glorious name and a name that is honorable. 1 Peter 1:23-25. I'll close here. 1 Peter chapter 1:23. Verse 22 first. He says, seeing you have purified your soul and obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren. That's why we have not purified ourselves. It's not any unfeigned love for the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart, fervently. That's Scripture. You love daughter more, son, or daddy, or mama. That's not what Scripture says. If you're doing anything else, you are walking outside the will of Yahweh. He said, being born again, not of the corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of Yahweh, which liveth and abideth what? Forever. Verse 25, but the word of Yahweh endureth forever, and this is the word which by the evangel of the gospel is preached unto you. His word never changed. Now, what was made flesh? The word. Well, if his word is forever settled, then his word, he is forever settled. His name is in his word. He did not come to deliver any other name but his name. He came to make his name known unto the nations of the world. That's why he raised up Pharaoh, that he may get glory upon his name. He did that. He wanted glory on his name. It says in Exodus chapter 3, I'll read this, listen. And Elohim said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, that shall thou say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me unto you. Now listen to this in verse 15. Exodus 3:15. And Elohim said unto Moses, thus shall thou say unto the children of Israel, Yahweh Elohim of your father, the Elohim of Abraham, and of Isaac, and of Jacob, have sent me unto you. Now that's what he said in the beginning. This is my name for how long? For what? Forever, and my memorial unto all generations. Now, he has a name even back then that he had a name that he said it was a name forever. That's his name. He didn't go to them and say he's Jehovah or Jesus. He has a name. He was not speaking to no Latin people. He was speaking to Hebrews. And that's the truth. And he said, even then, that's my name forever. Believe me, he said, but even that Elohim shouldn't be there. He should be, I'm Yahweh. I'm Yahweh of Jacob, Isaiah, Isaac. This is my name forever. He did not say this is my name just for you, but this is my name forever. Your name is not just a name for 10 years, is it? As long as you live, that's what your name is. And so it is with the name of Yahweh. His name is forever. It's not a temporal name. It's a name that's forever. It is. And time hasn't changed his name. Religion has, and traditions. But time hasn't. I bless him for revealing unto me that there's a truth in his name. I'm glad at that. I'm glad. And that is his name. His name is Yahweh. And look at what this wicked world says. The wicked, their name shall not be remembered forever. But his name is going to be remembered forever. For that is his name forever and ever and ever in the kingdom. You're going to call him that. Yah. Whatever he speaks is pure. Every word of Yahweh is what? Pure. So if he's speaking, is it pure? Amen. Every word is pure. So he spoke in his name, is it pure? Our filthy, vile mouths and our filthy ways may pollute it, but that doesn't make it impure. Every word that he speaks, every word of Yahweh is pure. Therefore, his servants love it. It's a refuge for us. So every word is pure. If he speaks his name, is that not a pure name? It's just because of our corrupt ways and our corrupt tongues have corrupted, but his name is still pure. It is. Every word is pure. every word that he speaks is a pure word. There's no impurity, no leaven or anything in it, but every word he speaks is pure. And we that are the servants of Yahweh, we will love his name. You're not a servant, you won't love his name. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you say, but I know the Lord. You don't know Yahweh. He's bringing his folks to an elevation that he never brought them before. And his name is going to shine in their heart that he may seal them. 144,000, they were all sealed with that name. Why? Because that's an everlasting name. Wasn't it the name of Jesus they were sealed with? It was Yahweh in their heads. Sealed with the name of his Father. Well, you find the Father, you will find the Son. If the Father's name is Jesus, then the Son's name is Jesus too. So if David knew him as Jesus, that is Jesus, that's his name today. And don't tell me names are not important. Names are vitally important. His name is vitally important. How are you going to praise it? There's something wrong with you can't praise. He say praise his name. He say bless his name forever and ever. That's what it says. You can't have the New Testament without the Torah. And he said to Moses, my name is Yahweh forever and forever. It's forever. That is my name forever. It's not a temporal name. How can you say you have love for him when his name has no brightness in your soul? Because of our religious traditions that blinded our eyes and our minds, where we can't see the glory of his righteous name and your pride and your sin. He has a name. And his name is Yahweh. 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 That is his name. And I'm glad I know it. I'm glad I know it. I'm glad. I'm glad. May he bless you. May his word strengthen you. His name is forever. His word is forever settled. His name is an everlasting name. You to reject that, you reject him. That's just it. I don't care what you believe. I believe what this says. I care what you feel. I got nickel with the rat's piss to do with it. It's what this says. If he said his name is everlasting, he means that. And that's what he says. You fight with him, you're not going to win. He means what he says. He said, my name is everlasting. My name is forever. It's not a temporal name. And that Old Testament just as it is New Testament. Because Messiah came in that everlasting name, that forever name. He didn't come in a name that was foreign to a people. He came to the Jews. That's who he came to. And they knew that name. They knew it. They knew his name. Those Hebrews knew the name of Yahweh. And they had replaced it with Adonai and Elohim. From the beginning, it was never so. I believe Adam knew him by name. I don't believe Moses went to him and said, well, Lord, no. There were many lords in Egypt. Study the history of Egypt. Just take a little time. Go to the library. You young ones, go to the library tomorrow. Just get a book on that. Just study a little bit. You study hairstyles and all this. Just get something that will give you strength. Those things will never give you anything. I tell you the truth because I love you. I tell you the truth because I want you to know the truth. We can walk in that. In the midst of that, then we can come together in the great anointing. We can chase every vile spirit there is. His name is everlasting. His name is forever. I want to read that again before I close. I like that. You all don't mind, do you? Whether you mind or not, I'm going to read it. David says, his name shall endure forever. His name now shall, confirmation, that might, could, shall be continued as long as the sun. Do you see the sun in the morning? Then his name is in the sun. For he made the sun. He has a name. I don't want to hate his name like the world. They despise it. They despise it. Every man that they will love, they tell you, oh, I know Jesus. Yeah, they're going to celebrate Jesus on the 25th. Pagan. That's the truth. You can't hardly escape that spirit in the world. I'm telling you the truth. Unless you get away from it. You got to run from that thing. It's a powerful, seductive spirit. It is all pagan. Filthy. I don't let them make me feel bad at all. I won't let them do that to me. I'm not giving a nickel. The big beast they have, they call Saint Nick. I'm not giving them. They are Nick, all right. Devils. And give them a dime,
I don't want them saying, have a nice holiday. That's why I hate going out this time of the year. I don't respond. I don't say a thing. I'm just mute.
Amen. That's right, brother.
I don't want to be a part of it. It's wicked. It's corrupt. It's an unclean thing. It's pagan. You know, when it comes to the feast days of Yahweh, we shouldn't do that. But yet they have the Easters.
Amen.
Easter, Christmas, Lent,
Amen.
All these pagan things. I was looking at that other day. I said, man, Mother Miller, I'll show you all. If you look at the what they call holy day holidays in this nation, these religious, they're all kind of orthodox whorehouses. If you look at them, it baffles the mind.
Yes.
And they keep them with diligence. They do. Easter, Christmas, Halloween, all of them. And they're hallowed to them too. Parents take off from work. Sure they do. They spend their money. When it comes to the holy days or the feast days of Yahweh, they say, not so. But we're going to keep them here, saints. Every last one of them. Yeah, we're going to rest those days and have a little service. Yes, sir. Start with Passover. Even to the Feast of Weeks, we keep the first and the last great day. That's all you have to keep. Both of them, High Sabbath. Yeah, I've been studying them, saints. Know in the scripture, well, you always say the feast days are forever. Just like his name. It's these religious whores that have taught us wrong. No, it's not. It doesn't make us right, but it's just what he said is right. And so I'm going to do it. He told the woman, he said, go and sin no more. Was that right? He meant what he said, didn't he? And our old corrupt religious mind can't take that kind of stuff. They think, well, I don't see what that's important. I know you don't see what's important. I know you don't. I know you don't. He did things that were forever. And his name is a name that he said, I ain't worrying about that. That's settled. What's your name? You know my name. You all right. That's settled. And if he speaks it, it's settled. And he didn't tell them, he didn't come to that little Hebrew woman and say, you're going to name him Jesus. How did they get? I showed you even from that his name is Yahshua. And from that you get Jesus. And from Jesus, which is a Greek name, is a Greek. And from that you get the Latin name. Jesus is translated to Jesus. Now that is so far. I can see if it were even Yahshua or Yachabel or Yach or something. Just even with similarity. Even my name David, even in Kiswahili, is almost Dayudi. It's almost, you can almost find some similarity there, but the Jesus to Jesus, it just doesn't make sense. And that's the truth. So the enemy is trying to blind the eyes of the people. He doesn't attempt them to know his name. But that's his name. I know what our religion traditions have done. That's the same thing he's done to me. I know what it's done. It's hard to break them all things, but it ain't hard for me, because I want to go into the kingdom. And this is the generation. I want to be the generation. I want to be a part of that five-talent generation. That one talent was a slothful, wicked generation. They won't take what he gives us and say, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to hide it. I'm ashamed of it. I'm not ashamed of it. It's a wicked world going to have women naked and dancing and playing football. They give their children over to this hellish spirit out here. They give them over to television and all that. Pastor Robert, wrong with you to speak like that, is it? When you always say you want the wicked, how do you determine who the wicked? Huh? The wicked. You want the righteous. You warn them. This is the time of warning. And I warned you, he has a name too. And he said, I want to destroy you because of my name's sake, because I pity my name. He pitied his name. He liked his name. May Yahweh bless you. Be strong. Let us stand to our feet. Be encouraged. I am. I am encouraged. And that's a fact. And Paul said at first, no man stood with me. They all forsook me, but that's all right. He said, yet you always stay by my side. And he's by my side. That's a fact. I'm not disturbed one bit. I'm blessed. I am. Trials, tribulations, I'm grateful for all things. For I know all things work for the good. To what it is, it worked for my goods. It does. And I'm not pitiful. Sometimes my wife, I wonder if she think I'm sad or something. I'm not sad. Believe me, I'm not sad. Not at all. I am delighted. And I'm happy. With everything he's doing. Because my soul is in his hand. He's orchestrating my life. He's giving me a word to preach like never before. And he wants me to speak on his name. For his name is life. No other name. You can't get life out of no other name. That's why we ain't had much life. You want to put a little life in us for the great battle that's ahead, because the curtains are going to be pulled from the heavens and every kind of vile thing is going to come down upon this earth. He hasn't pulled it yet, but it's coming. I can see it as clear as the day is long. It's coming upon this earth, because this is a wicked people throughout the earth. Everything. They deny him. They despise him. And don't mention that name, because they will really hate you. Father, we thank you for all things. Bless your people. Go with them, I pray, in Messiah's name. Bless you all.